Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are Colleen and Lyle James, here to preview Saturday's 17th Annual Oratory Showcase at UAS. Welcome to the show, you two. Gunashchish.
Gunashchish.
It's nice to have you both here. Will you please introduce yourselves?
Aw, I understand that you're taking Hune's class, and it would be nice to hear you pronounce our names.
I'm not taking it yet. I want to study more, okay. Colleen. I'm going to study more. I want to get it right.
All right. I'll stop there. Klinket name is Dach Kitl Ech. It comes from the head of the Nass River. I am Gitlan Gun Hara on my Simshan side, and on my Klinket, I am Gana Khadi. And my name comes from the head of the Nass River. So, Gun Chish.
Chish.
Ayecha to us, Aklingik, Enachki, Tleish. Kaguantana Khatsati, Kauk and Wukan Khatsati, Kakastunaka Hittix. My Klingit name is Khitli Ish. I'm Kaguantan, and my clan and house comes from Kokhnuwu, which is Grass Fort, what we know as Homeshore.
Ganesh Chish, it's great to have you both here. Lyle, among other things, you teach Klingit language at all the high schools in Juneau and oratory at UAS, is that right?
Yes, and Alaska Native Design.
All right.
The high schools.
And Colleen, you are the director of the Native and Rural Student Center, is that right?
Yes.
And also Wuch'in,
advisor
to that. Mm-hmm. And you both organize Wuch'in, am I saying that correct? The dance group?
Our dance group, yep.
Yes. You two are busy.
We're busy. We're having fun.
Good. Thank you so much for all you do for the community.
Thank you.
All right. So the Oratory Showcase at UAS, it's this Saturday. It starts, around 9:30 or 10? Please tell us about it.
So the 17th Annual Oratory Showcase, that's set up for March 2nd out at the Auk Lake campus. And we are located in the Glacier View Room, which is the classroom wing that's attached to the Egan Library. So if anybody wants to come out and check it out, it's a free event. It's open to everyone. Check in for volunteers and participants starts at 9:30. Our agenda starts at 10. And if people are only interested in hearing our student orators, the first session starts at 10:30 a.m. There's two doors into the Glacier View Room. One of them we're going to have closed off because the orators will be presenting closest to the door will have a sign on it. And then the other door, of course, will be open. You'll see, if you're joining us, you'll see that you can come in, grab some food. We'll be providing brunch for everyone who joins us, to the best of our ability. Get there early. This is one of our popular events at the university. It's every Saturday. I mean, every year on a Saturday. Usually it competes with some other really big, beautiful events in our community. So I used to be afraid that we wouldn't have anybody show up. But this is our 17th year, and we've always had a packed room. So I'm so excited. And I just encourage everybody to join us. Lyle has some of the students in his class at the university who are getting ready to prepare. And then I have some students in my club who are also preparing for this event. I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about your class.
So in our class, I have the students cater their presentations to the oratory that's going to happen in the springtime. So we end the class on oratory. So when oratory showcase is done, that's when they're done with the class as well. So you get to see their final presentation on that day. Students, this year it's resilience in an environment of change.
And the theme.
That's the theme for this oratory. So you'll hear the students and their passion for the topics that they're going to present on that day.
Can you give us an example of one of them? A little sneak preview.
So one of the students is going to be talking about the gentrification of our rural communities, which is a very big topic, and it's something that a lot of folks don't quite understand, but yet it still impacts us greatly. So, and that student is, I'm excited for their presentation.
And will students be presenting in a mix of indigenous languages as well as English? How's that go?
So I've met with a couple of students today, and part of their presentations are done in the Tlingit language. And we're not sure, but pretty sure that one is going to do an English translation right after they share the Tlingit portion of their presentation. And I believe the other student is going to do a PowerPoint, because most of their presentation is done in the language, and so you'll be able to read along as they're sharing their topic. So
wow.
It's pretty powerful.
I bet. What's it been like for you, Lyle, watching these students grow? How many years have you been doing this now?
As faculty.
Since time immemorial. Just kidding.
I think this is my sixth year. As faculty for oratory class.
How does that feel, watching the students go from the beginning of the research until the showcase?
It kind of brings me back when I was actually in oratory and as a student. So I get to see and kind of help them through their nerves, so that, 'cause that's what it holds us back quite often. And the encouragement from each other. It's wonderful to see how all the students work together and encourage each other to hold each other up.
Makes me proud. Usually students are nervous when they're excited about the opportunity to speak about something that they're passionate about, but they're nervous because, you know, we all know that public speaking is like the number one fear in the United States anyway, in our country. So, but the beautiful part, like Lyle mentioned, is that students are practicing their oratory with each other, encouraging each other to get over their fears. And usually they have fears right up until they're speaking and maybe right until the end of their presentation. But what's really beautiful is that the topics that they pick, they're so beautiful. They'll talk about how language heals them, or how cultural knowledge is something that should be mandatory in all of our classrooms. All of our lessons should be enhanced with our cultural knowledge. You'll hear students speaking from the heart about the inequities that our communities struggle with. And of course, while they're highlighting some of these struggles, they're also going to highlight solutions, which is so beautiful. So for me, when I watch our students step up and speak out, I have hope, because I know that they are preparing themselves for post-college. When they go back to their communities, they're in training to become these leaders that their communities need them to be. So we're just part of their process. And now we see all these beautiful people doing beautiful things across the state who have gone through oratory, not just our oratory. They've gone through other campuses who host oratory. And you see them speaking so eloquently and with our native tongue, delivering such powerful messages. I just think that there's never a dry eye when you come to our oratory events, because the students are speaking with such passion and emotion that you just get caught up in their presentation. And usually there's always a call to action, and so we're all on fire and ready to go. So oratory is amazing. It's empowering.
Lyle and Singet, what is that feeling? How do you express that feeling in your heart when you have the pride for your students, like probably when you see them speak?
Very humbled. I'm always honored when they get to share what's on their heart, and then the motivation that drives them to excel beyond what the class is.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Colleen and Lyle James, and we're talking about Saturday's 17th Annual Oratory Showcase at UAS. It starts 10 a.m.-ish.
Yes.
You say, can you give us the details once more, please?
Sure. So for our students and our volunteers, the check-in time is 9:30 at the Glacier View Room. And the actual event itself, the student presentations, start at 10:30, the first half. And then the second half is at 12:10. We'll also have Kyle Worrell with us in the afternoon. He and some of his athletes will do a demonstration to give our orators a break, but to also help build up the hype. They have a big event coming up in March, I believe. Is it March?
Yes.
I think it's a regional NYO game that's coming up. So he'll talk more about that during our oratory event. We're really excited. Excited to have him join us.
Saturday morning at UAS in the Glacier View Room, the 17th Annual Oratory Showcase.
Come be inspired.
You are all invited.
Thank you both so much. Gunachish, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just really proud of our students. This event is open to all UAS students, and we have 10 brave souls who will be sharing some really brilliant, impassioned presentations. So come check them out.
Even though we're Northwest, we still rep the Southeast. Sit back and I will tell y'all something about me. I'm not smoking cannabis, this is just some sin to me. You're misunderstanding me, I do this one for family. It's second nature, we got to mention Hall Glacier. It's gonna captivate you, so you know this record.